I've had a very good time looking at some photos for this. So there is some... Is this recording, by the way? Yeah. So there's some photos that go with it for the people that aren't here. Have to imagine these cute photos. I got asked to talk about this today. My journey in faith, and as Tyson asked, how do you do God stuff? Like a very nice general thing, which is a good way to approach it for me. This is a collection of pictures to go with my spoken experience. Overall, my faith has grown and I see God in the spirit amongst us, especially in forming connections with people and in nature. I think it's important to note, and as I sit and watch everyone stream in the door, how long my journey's been. If you can't see, that's Hugh on the left. I think this is Louise in gumboots. That's David, who's getting married next week in the red outfit. Oh no, that's Louise in the blue jumper, me being the tallest person there. Scott covering his eyes, I think, and then James on the end. So, oh, maybe that's Hannah. Yeah, maybe. Hannah's in the next picture at the back there with at Louise's birthday party. So some very strong connections that I've had through church and out of church. This is a non-church photo. It's at Mum and Dad's backyard. I think show the longevity of some of the journey I've been on. Yeah.
Cool cake.
Cool cake. I'm sure it's a Women's Weekly special from Mum. There was a very cute picture of me and Duncan, actually, as well, in these photos. I've had a very joyful time in the last few days finding every other photo from when I was tiny as well. So, yeah, connection and long-term connection, as well as building new connections, is somewhere I see the Holy Spirit. Music has been another one, so thank you for the Musos today for playing some songs that I picked. Thank you especially to Jenny for teaching me music long term. There's also David, who's, I think it's very topical, three of us all playing recorder together. Long time through school and also through church, playing music and singing music and being surrounded by music, not that I'm very good at singing, has been part of my journey and how I see, yeah, connection built. Next is about nature. Oh, sorry, and the other thing that church people in church and my parents have took me to is Fairbridge and seeing different music, different people engaging with music, different ways of playing music, not just listening to things on the radio and listening to things at church. Fairbridge was a really big, and it continues to be a big, connection to local music and world music and folk music. And some blues music thrown in, thanks to Paul. Nature and seeing the natural environment of it, especially being on country, being in Western Australia and around the world, has really made me appreciate that spirit and an overarching being is around us everywhere. This is in Iceland. That's a big glacier in Iceland. And I remember thinking there's more to this than me standing here on top of a mountain. We'd done a lot of hiking and I was very tired, but don't look at there. And I do think that, some connection of... We were like 5 hours from the main capital of Iceland and done a 30-kilometre hike type thing. It was a big time to be reflecting. I don't recommend it, but it was very warming to feel. Bringing that a bit back home, appreciating country, appreciating nature, especially in relation to water, really grounds me. We live really close to Lake Munger, but I like to ride my bike around Lake Munger, being near the beach. And then also spiritual direction walks have been around. It's at Tomato Lake down with Claire. So I do connect a lot with nature in that regard. And this photo also then goes to my next point, which is that Scouts and being a part of a different movement, not just the church, has taken me around the world and has also made a really big wealth of connections. As a younger person, I am grateful for the technology that we have in the world and how much we are able to connect through tech. I know it can be hard to set things like this up to do these types of things, but there is a huge credit to be able to build connections face-to-face and build connections and feel a community and Holy Spirit between us. But to be able to continue it on with simply a messenger over the internet is really warming for me and fulfills that connections for me. And volunteering and scouting has continued for myself. Scouting was my first, and as a youth member, and I must give credit to Graham here as well, it was the first exposure to cultures and different walks of life while having a similar connection, which so the same type of thing with church. We've got a connection that brought us here, and now we're going to learn more about each other. That same feeling has happened in Scouts. I especially now really enjoy seeing development and youth members developing and being empowered in teams. Working in a small group is just like the small groups that Mum and Dad used to go to on Tuesday nights when we were younger, but working in a small group to progress and develop, I think, is something I've seen in Scouts that is very, very similar to what I've seen here and what I've experienced here. Part of my journey, and this was a bit hard to work out because I started Scouts when I was in primary school and then I was at school and high school. Part of a faith journey for me, I did go to a church school. I went to an Anglican school. Don't tell too many people at the school, but it didn't particularly contribute to my faith journey very much at all. The three main things that going to an Anglican school for 5 years taught me was that congregations in Anglican churches face each other, which I found really weird all the time. You stand when people are reading scripture, which I also found odd. You're standing up and down like a yo-yo more than singing here. Ornate churches give people things to look at when all the bells and whistles are on because they're really boring. And school also encouraged my wider view through the school side. So I met more people. I was in a development stage, but I was taught to question things, and I did a science, I went into science and health type stuff. Being at school did encourage me to ask more questions. Started from science, but continued on with how I connect with the community spirit and things like that. So the most I got out of school from a faith journey point of view was probably nothing to do with the actual church stuff at school. But I have also made some very good and strong connections through school that have continued on and continue with that walks of life and connecting through a community spirit. This is one of my friends who moved over east as soon as we finished school. She is a defence lawyer, worked in the Northern Territory for some time, and now works for legal aid in Victoria, working with South Sudanese and Indigenous populations. So very interesting work, interesting person. She's a Muslim lady, and meeting someone and having a real strong connection with someone who has a different faith to me. But I remember sitting thinking, oh, we do these things with the same outcome, and we've come from different backgrounds, but we connect with people, we have random type traditions, and actually it's come out that we do similar values and things through life, which I thought school was the thing that put us together. It made us take terrible photos, but that was not because we went to an Anglican school that we made that connection. The other thing that school taught me to do and encouraged me to do and expanded is that if anyone's met me since I was about a year old, is that I can talk. I can talk a lot. This was something that Scouts has been able to give me a platform to do. Poor Jordan here has to listen to me talking all the time. This is me talking to the governor a couple of years ago, and it was just before International Women's Day, and so then this became like a picture of International Women's Day because it's the chief commissioner at the time, the governor, and me as one of the head volunteers in WA. Though nervous to share today, I have been encouraged to talk, and I'm extroverted enough to do so, about church things, but also about refugees, about women's rights, about the environment, about the election. You're lucky you didn't have your ear chewed off before the election by me. So to the credit that I've grown up in this environment, that people have been very happy to ask me questions and let me talk, sorry, but also in my community outside of the people sitting here in these chairs. The next photo is a funny one. This is here at Christmas, just gone by. Mum and Dad are on holidays, and Louise, my sister, has taken her dog to puppy school today, so none of them are here, which is an odd thing. Interestingly, though, extended family for me, so my grandparents, my aunties and uncles, hasn't really been part of my church journey. Mum and Dad went to church as kids. My grandma, Dad's mum, has always been very involved in Yoakum Baptist Church, and we're involved in Mount Hawthorne Baptist. before that, like, there is church people in connection with our family, but actually, like, even Christmas Day has got nothing to do with church stuff for me connecting with family, which I think is an interesting point, that it's not part of it. My immediate family most definitely, and then the slightly wider family that I've built, which I've got some photos of as well. But yeah, interestingly, my, like, even, yeah, home things and hanging out with Nana on weekends and stuff has not been part of my faith journey and doesn't necessarily boost my Holy Spirit connections and things, which I think was worth noting. A lot of this then has culminated in my work. This was my last day when I worked at Osborne Park Hospital, my last day on the wards only a couple of months ago. Hey, James. And one of my friends gave me a plant, which I was very happy with. I thought it was a cute photo because though I'm wearing mask and goggles like all of us still are in the hospital, you can see my great grin. You can see my Indigenous print shirt. God and faith didn't feel like a contributor to my uni or my work or job choice or even how I choose to change positions at work and my career and things. But I think human connection and empathy and feeling that supported, knowledgeable people are working in humanity's best interest has meant that my work sort of has got a faith connection to it. I am meeting the work I do now is home visiting physio. I'm meeting new people literally every day, building quick empathetic connection to then make change in an hour at their own house. Like we're connection and building, empathy and growth through the human connection is something I do every day. And I think that probably is contributed by how I've been able to build connections here in this room and how I'm able to build connections with anyone that I see walking down the street. I think that is because of the background I've got in connections in a church environment. Going forward, the community here, this was taken end of year before. So that's Jordan, Hannah's fiancé Max, there's Scott, there's James who's just walked in. Me, Louise's partner was out at the time, Hannah, and then Tina and David. So this was taken as part of the Christmas lights on the street next, our next street, which win the Christmas light competition every year in our suburb. Having community connection at a local environment, we live in a house that we're going to live in forever, knowing our neighbours, knowing our street light competition, and then taking the people that I've grown up with, these are the people that were in the little bunny ears photo at the beginning, and taking photos on people's random front porches is really something that builds my community connection. I wave at the people the next year, you know, to say, hey, we were here last year, can we take another photo? I think having the people around to sit and whatever actually brings us together, be it to watch Formula One together or be it because we're going to a wedding next week or be it because it's Tuesday so we're catching up for Mexican, I think there is community and spirit that's connected these people with me. But also the random people walking down the street in the same community, having something the same, so the people I've grown up with move it to a different suburb, then all those other people in that suburb are connected in with me as well. Nature is a big thing for me still. This is us in Esperance at the beginning of the year. Literally breathtaking, and this reminded me actually of that Iceland photo with a glacier. Instead, it's a beautiful beach on our own country. I really appreciate sharing and connecting with nature with the people that I love. And similarly with the family around, so be it sharing spritz down the road at the in Mount Hawthorne or going out for a fancy dinner, sitting around and the food you're eating or however much it's costing is not the thing for me, it's the people that are there that I've connected with. There's the photo a year later of us down. We had a few dropouts, but same thing, down with the Nutcrackers in the same community, similar people, similar connections in forward. Brings a smile that big to my face, as well as I hope it does to everyone else's. Thank you. I've talked a lot. That was 2 pages of notes. Has anyone got any questions or reflections? Oh, yeah. Thanks, Phil. I do have a funny story as part of this once while the microphone's going to Karen. Christmas, this is like the 2 days before Christmas, we were walking around in the suburb of Wembley where we live. And Scott David and Jordan were walking along and they just stopped. I was like, where are they? And they'd all kicked off their thongs and their Birkenstocks, which I'm sure Claire would be very, very happy with. And we're all walking on the same grass, the same lawn of these people's front verge. And I thought, gosh, here we go. We've turned into lawn people. But to be able to continue, I was like, oh, they've stopped over there. And whatever it is that brings us to connection. today, that day, it was very nice lawn. Karen.
Hi. So happy to be a little part of that beautiful story you've just told us. Amongst the many memories I have of you and that journey is a more recent one when you made a connection between people who were very big in my life outside of this church, and you said, how on earth do you know, and I forget which one it was, maybe Karen Collins?
Yeah.
How on earth do you know Karen Collins? And was very pleased to be able to report to you that in Bunbury, you know, Karen and Steve Collins are Uniting Church Scouts and Australian Breastfeeding Association, and they have to identify which thing they're representing any time they turn up to a voluntary thing, and how amazing it was that you were involved with them.
Yeah, most
definitely. Because they're our kind of people.
Yep, just 2 hours down the road, most definitely. And that same, yeah. Something's brought you together and you realise, yeah, you have a lot more connection than
and
others.
And I think I gave you another list of several names of people that you know because of Scouts, that I know because of other things, and yeah, and how wonderful that is, that that spirit of goodness and generosity of heart is there in the world, and that I was going to say you found it, but you know, you're in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It stumbles across me. I don't go searching for it. Golly, I'd be busier than I am.
I'd just like to say thank you, because you have reached out many times and connected. When someone puts a message up on the church messages, yeah, and just the way that you just offer any help, and even if it's just telling funny jokes or silly dog stories, it's just wonderful, Caitlin. I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's been a real connection. As you said, you can connect electronically, mm-hmm, and that's been wonderful for me to see that. It's given me a lot of joy. So thank you, and it's just wanted to let you know, even though I've replied, it's just a wonderful surprise to get that and know that you mean it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wasn't going to bring in my week of bad jokes that I've been giving to people every day they have COVID, but you nearly got them.
Caitlin, I would like just to say thank you for your life.
I want to put your presence and your profession straight together because of, I'll cry probably, how special it was when Dad was in Charlie's for the first time geriatric assessment.
As a 96-year-old, first time he'd been in geriatrics.
Yeah. To come across you and you to show up and just be you, for him and for us, was wonderful. Thank
I'm happy
you.
To have been able to help out and now, yeah, be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
And just on behalf of Heather, who I see is again not here today, I think the day that someone put a message out, if anybody had a moment to visit Heather, she was ended up in hospital. Mm-hmm. And within, I can't tell you how short a time, you had gone to visit her, and that was just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Also at Charlie's.
This might be a reflection and it might be a question that I don't really know how to ask. And it is about talking about connection and God or spirituality. And I guess what I'm noticing as you talk about that and show the pictures to illustrate that is it's something I can feel in my body, that sense of being with people and having real connections with them. And I can feel the spirit in that. But I wondered if you have any...
Yeah, I wonder if it's actually a matter of I've felt that feeling and then put it down to God, when it could just be being a very extroverted human and being a human. But I think it's higher than that, so, yeah.
Well, I'm a very introverted person and I feel that from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.
Yeah. It's just reminded me, add myself to the list. I can't remember why I was in hospital, and I know you weren't actually working with me.
No, I was a student.
You were a student,
yeah, at Hollywood.
Suddenly there you were. I think I was recovering from anaesthetic, but I'm sure it was you.
Yes.
Thank you.
an odd thing with our confidentiality in hospital. We're not allowed to tell anyone that we've seen anyone in hospital. It's only really when either they pass away or they say it that you can say anything. It's an odd thing to build a big connection. You're sitting there, they're in their little hospital gown. I'm in my, you know, sneakers and my crappy uniform shirt. So then you have a connection that you then can't talk about. I can't go home and say to mum and dad, oh, I saw this person at the hospital or this, that... I do very naturally. We don't say anything, but then to have it where people are, oh, I did make that connection, that's right. It's probably more meaningful for them because that's what it comes naturally to me, but I think that's because of who I've become. Ken?
This is just my version of what's already been said, but thank you for reminding us that God isn't somewhere else.
Just to make a kind of theological connection to what you've said and what Alyssa said, is I love... American guy called Harrison Owen, who invented open space technology, Episcopalian priest working in organisational transformation. He talks about spirit all the time. And all in his work, in organisational work, and he says, spirit, and he refuses to define it. Mm-hmm. He says, we know spirit, we all know spirit when it's present and when it's not. Team spirit, and that sense of belonging. So I love. So that's what I think we're talking about. We're talking about where and how do we experience spirit, and it's theologically, it's not just amongst Christians. It's just the spirit flows and sustains the world. But yeah. I think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about our experience of spirit and how we know it when it's there and when it's not.
Yeah, team spirit's a good example. Watch a lot of sport in our house, be it the Dockers winning yesterday or every other sport that we've watched. And, yeah, that connection, it doesn't necessarily be a God connection, but a connection with people is there.
Yeah.
You didn't mention your swims to Roto. And I couldn't possibly imagine doing that. Is there a connection with spirit in swimming like that?
Mainly just with nature, really. And I've done a bit of talking on my swimming. Lots of people find, like, the methodical one arm after the other looking at a black line quite connecting. I don't particularly. I find it... if anything, it turns my brain off for other things so I can talk about other stuff. But, yeah, no, I don't have the big spirit connection or, like, there's an overseeing... idea that I need to do this. I picked to do that myself. There was no one else telling me to. Yeah, no, if anything, it's nature. Like Rottnest, Wadjimup is a beautiful, beautiful place with a lot of connection and spirit. But go there on a ferry, it's much easier. Yeah. Yeah, no, not really part of where I feel spirit actually is.
I'd just like to share a connection story too, which I think connects you to your profession and indirectly to mine, when I was talking to you at Christmas time about your work, and you mentioned that your line manager was Denise. Mm-hmm. And Denise has been a colleague of mine for many, many years, and I'd wonder where she'd gone because she disappeared from the diabetes scene. So it was really nice to sort of connect with Denise through you. But the other point is that although you may not feel that your choice of profession has anything to do with spirituality, I think it has in the sense that the type of people who go in for the caring professions do have a certain stream of spirituality, if you like, that we share.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.